Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2017. Welcome to episode 27 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Yes, this is a podcast. Yes, I am recording this while driving up Interstate 29, coming back from the Deadpan meetup. I was listening to the Dog Days of Podcasting episodes that I've downloaded while driving, but I decided to pause it because I wanted to reply to one of them because it kind of gave me an idea for something I wanted to talk about on my own show. I just finished listening to Mark the Encaffeinated Ones, episode for August 2nd. Yes, I started at the beginning. Yes, by the time I finish all this, it will probably be the end of September or beginning of October. Yes, I will do my best to listen to all of them because they're all that good and that interesting. Anyway, Mark the Encaffeinated One was talking about how much he loved role-playing games, and Mark, you mentioned that you were in one of the Star Wars role-playing games, and you were playing Leo, the, you can't remember the name, same species as Greedo in the original Star Wars. The word you're looking for is Rodian, and I know that because I'm a gigantic Star Wars geek, as you all know. And that reminded me that in the Deadpan Group's Star Wars game, which we picked up again yesterday, Sunday, I'm recording this Monday afternoon to be released on Tuesday. In the Deadpan Group's role-playing game, our friend Ditto picked out a Rodian pre-made character sheet for yesterday's session. That made me want to talk about our Deadpan Group's experience with the freeform game Star Wars role-playing system and how much fun we've all had with it. So let me start at the beginning. Freeform game Star Wars has been a feature of, I believe it was our last four meetups. We were just talking about this during the meetup. Our first one that we can all remember was the Denver meetup, which was the first weekend of October of 2014. And in that one, Ditto, I shall refer to everyone by their discussion board nicknames. In that very first one, I don't believe I was there for because I only stayed the one night, Sunday night, and then left on Monday. I had to. I didn't have any more vacation time that year. Anyway, so that very first one at the Denver meetup, for which I was not there, Ditto was the Wookiee, Lowrick. But after that, I took over as Lowrick, and his character, pre-made character booklet, still has a blue post-it note with my handwriting on it that's been there for our last several sessions now. We're having a lot of fun with it. So that very first session was in Denver, and the second and third were both at Retro's house. Retro is the GM. He's very good at it. And this one was actually at Ditto's house, which is here in Kansas City. This was our fourth session. We are having so much fun. We're doing the pre-made adventures that come with the Edge of the Empire and the Age of Rebellion starter kits, and we love role-playing games. We love playing our characters. I think everyone in the group would probably agree with you that the best and most fun part is inhabiting and acting out the parts of these characters. I love making Wookiee noises. Jack, who picked the Pash pre-made character sheet, loves pretending to be Han Solo. Tiffany picked the Ascara pre-made character sheet and loves being passionate and reminding everybody that we need to rescue her sister all the time. It says so in the backstory on the back of that pre-made character booklet. This most recent session, I think I should record what I remember from yesterday. I'll actually have to go back to session number 3, which was at the July 2016 meetup. I need to give some context. At the beginning of that session, we had to deal with the fact that Jack and... Did I already use her real name? It seems silly to call her Desert Pixie when I'm mentioning her in the same breath as Jack, who has always just used his real name. And especially given the events. At that July 2016 meetup, we did our role-playing game on Sunday, which seems to be the day we usually do it, and we had to deal with the fact that Jack and Tiffany couldn't be there because they were on a plane to Hawaii. We'd all been there to go to their wedding. And our GM dealt with that in a very, very clever way. He said their characters, Pash and Ascara, were captured by Imperial, so he worked that into the mission, even though I don't believe... Of course I have not read the pre-made mission text, but I presume that is not part of the pre-made adventure. So we worked that into the adventure, the idea that now we gotta go and rescue these guys. So we did, on Onderon, and it was quite dramatic. I'm still talking about our third session. There was a chase involving stolen speeder bikes and a stolen AT-ST. Think the forest battle on Endor, for those of you who don't know the technical terms. We stole one of those two-legged walker guys, they're called AT-STs, and we chased down an Imperial lieutenant dude, shot him, and found that he'd taken Pash and Ascara with him, so we rescued them from the AT-ST and took it back to the now captured secret Imperial listening post. Which brings us to session number 4, which just happened yesterday. We caught up with Pash and Ascara, aka Jack and Tiffany. The rest of our characters all caught them up on what we'd been up to, and they told us about what they'd been up to. And then we decided, let's all explore this base a little bit, get our rebel friend, the Mon Calamari guy whose name I cannot remember right now, but he's played by Deadpan Discussion Board member Lopan, who unfortunately was only there for the very beginning of this year's meetup, so couldn't be there for the role-playing game, but Retro pretended he was involved for the sake of the plot. We wanted to leave the base in his hands after we'd explored it so it could be officially turned over to the Rebellion. So we did, and we explored around a bit, and I, Lorik, found a tracking device of some variety, and... that's the funny part. I should actually tell that part. I'm going to speak of my character in the first person, because that it's a role-playing game, that's the whole point. I was exploring one of the rooms, and the cleaning droid who was still cleaning up the mess in the base from the battle we'd had in the previous section, in last year's session, told me that he'd found this little cylinder with a blinky light on it on our ship, which we'd parked outside the base, which was transmitting some kind of signal every few seconds. And I said, give that to me so I can smash it, because I figured, oh crap, somebody placed a tracking device on us. Probably someone we don't want tracking us. So I did smash it with my axe, and then according to Retro the GM, I thought, I probably shouldn't have done that without examining it more. So I, the player, said, oh, I cringed and asked if there was anything I could examine, and Retro said, yes, you find a little, one of the pieces that came out of it was a little, like, circuit board looking thing, and you think it probably actually isn't Imperial design. Doesn't seem to be the type or model that the Empire would use. So I went, okay, I'll hold on to this and have someone else take a look at it later. One of our more technologically and mechanically inclined folks. I think it was Sinful's character I showed it to. And she tried to... she tried to examine it later on, and she rolled, not very well. It kind of got burnt by whatever equipment we were using to try to examine it, so we may not be getting any useful information out of that thing. We did, however, get three sets of stormtrooper armor that we can disguise ourselves in later, and some weapons and grenades and stuff, all of which I helped load onto our ship. I'm trying to talk about what else happened. Not much. Most of our session was exploring the base and looking for useful stuff and clues, of which we only found a limited amount. And also, Ditto was back, of course, but had no character to play, since I had taken over Lowrick the Wookiee. So very generously, Retro gave him the stack of pre-made character sheets and asked him to pick one, and he picked the Rodian, Sin, who we retconned to be a guy just for the sake of the players and the GM's sanity. Or I should say not san- that's too strong a word, because the player and the GM preferred it that way. Convenience would be better. Let's see. So what we ended up doing was we had to figure out where Sin, or which is short for Sinola, I believe, Ditto's character, we had to figure out where he was because he was trapped in a confined space where he was just waking up from being drugged, and he turned out to be in a secret hidden compartment in one of our ship's storage bays. I was the one who found him there and pulled up the corner of the floor panel to let him out, and there was a really beautiful and brilliant bit of role-playing between Sinola and Pash, aka Ditto and Jack. Sinola was trying to convince Pash to trust him, while Pash is trying to decide whether or not to shoot him, because we didn't know that he was on the ship until just then. So, having finished our business there on Onderon and left the base in the Mon Calamari guy played by Lopan's hands, we decided to get back to Ryloth to deal with the situation in the mine there from earlier in this ongoing episodic adventure, and hopefully try to find Ascara's sister. So we start flying. We kind of fix stuff up on the ship a little bit. We get to Ryloth, and oh, suddenly there is a fighter jet. That's the wrong word, obviously. Fighter ship of some kind, and we recognize it as belonging to the one of the guys who was kind of looking for us and trying to find us back in the city of Mos Chuta in our very first session, or second one, whichever it was, that we blasted our way out of a la Han Solo. And, hang on. Is this thing still recording? I know I'm at the 15-minute mark. Yeah, looks like it is still recording. At the 15-minute mark, it blanks your screen. We come out of hyperspace over Ryloth, and there's this fighter ship belonging to this guy who was tracking us and trying to intercede or intervene and stop us back on Mos Chuta, so we all go, oh crap, space combat time. So at that point, we get into position. Hilariously enough, guess which two characters have the best piloting skills? Pash and Sinola. So those two who have just met and who barely know each other are now stuck piloting and co-piloting. While I and Ascara, who have the best gunnery skills, have climbed the ladders to the gun turrets to man the guns. You can imagine that really easily because we have a YT-1300, same model as the Millennium Falcon. So if you just imagine the corresponding scenes from A New Hope, it's really, really easy. I love that about the freeform game Star Wars. It's so easy, especially if you're a giant Star Wars geek, it's really easy to picture the scene in your mind. And picturing yourself in it, even if it's as an original character, is just so much fun. We enter space combat. We have to roll our problem is our turrets at least according to the Game Master's Guide, don't have very particularly great range, so we have to come closer before we can start shooting. So we do that, and pulling off a maneuver appropriately named in the Game Master's Guide, stay on target, and we do that, and I and Ascara start shooting, and according to... you have to roll for all these things. So Jack, Ditto, Tiffany, and I all rolled. So two rolls for piloting, two for gunnery. They were all good rolls. We only had to go one combat round. According to Retro, the GM, the ship doesn't blow up, but it starts spiraling down to presumably crash land on the planet. And unfortunately, we had to end the session there because we had a dinner reservation that we had to get to at 7 o'clock, and there wouldn't have been time to finish the next leg of the adventure before then. But we loved it. We had a great time. And I love the role-playing, and I know I heard Retro say that we surprised him, that he wasn't expecting things to happen the way that they did. And I know I'm pretty sure he meant he wasn't expecting space combat to be finished that quickly in just one round. I don't know what else it was he wasn't expecting, but I love that. I know from my reading that you know you've had a successful session, not only when everyone, including the GM, has had fun, but when the players surprise the GM with turns of events that he wasn't, he in our case, GMs can be she too, that the GM wasn't expecting. I wanted to get this all down as an audio recording so we wouldn't forget where we were before next year. It really is too bad that this particular game of freeform game Star Wars is about as episodic as the most, as the recent generation of movies has been. Which is funny, since this is a group of people that only sees each other in person approximately once a year, and that's when we all play. We've all talked about starting a game up over Roll20 and Skype and the various gaming real-time communication applications and tools that are in existence. But the problem is that Vanamond, the player who plays 41 Vex, our droid, is 9 or 10 hours off from us in the UK. He says it's fine, and as long as we pick a day or a sequence of days when he's not working, he's happy to join us over Skype. So hopefully we'll finally schedule something before another year's gone by. I would really love to play with this group of players more. They're really good friends, and we have a lot of fun. I think that's everything I wanted to cover, and I have rambled for 21 minutes. Good gracious, that's quite an episode. This has been fun. This concludes episode 27 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.